All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town and B-Town? And welcome to The Usual Suspects on an FBF Friday. Hope y'all are enjoying a post-Texans win celebration on the last day of the work week. It is Joel and, yes, it is Barry Laminack with me here in Beaumont. The man who had fever. He had the fever, but he's okay. Barry is here. Nick is back in studio. Let's get right down to it, Chief. How you feeling?
Oh, boy. I'm good.
Been better?
Yeah. I've been a lot better. I've been worse. Obviously, yesterday was worse. Man, I woke up. I have done nothing since I left the show. I went and had dinner with Rachel, the booker from
Cowboys and Indians.
Yep. And then once I left there, I was already feeling bad. As you guys know, during the show, what was that? What's today, Friday? That was Wednesday. During the show, I wasn't feeling all that great. And man, when I got home, I was done. And I didn't know that I even had a fever. My wife gave me some Tylenol that morning, and I started sweating a lot. And I was like, oh, daddy has fever. Because, you know, I'm breaking it. And it's so I was just like, you know, I don't want to be like that stupid ass intern that showed up one day with a mask on who was sick. Who was that?
That was
That's all I thought about.
John Boudreaux.
Yeah. All I could see in my face was John's dumbass showing up sick. With a surgeon's mask on. I was like, why do you come to work if you have to wear a surgeon's mask?
Now I remember it, yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that to my dudes. And then I'm talking into the microphone and getting it sick. I was like, you know, uh-uh. First time in almost 2 years that I've called in sick.
Nick texts me, and he says, who's doing the show today? And I said, Barry. I talked to John last night. He goes, you're getting the HIV.
And Rachel, who he had dinner with.
Yeah,
or a lunch.
Probably got the HIV. Yeah.
She better get to book it in advance.
Yeah.
She's going to be struggling for a while.
Hey, you know what, though? It was a fruitful night meeting with her. I'm headlining tonight at the Joke Joint. They're having their moving. They're moving in like a week or two to a bigger venue in the same parking lot. But this might be their last weekend. So they're bringing back folks that have worked there throughout the years. And every show, actually, there's a different headliner in a different lineup of comics that have performed there. So I'm lucky enough where I'm getting to headline tonight's early show at 8 o'clock. So
will you be okay by then?
Doesn't matter. I'm here, so I can be there, right?
Right.
So I'm inviting everybody to come out. It's a big deal. The lineup.
Oh. I mean, we carry you here. You actually have to do some work when you're there. So you got to at least at some point be able to flip the switch.
Okay. You got me on that one.
Because the other day, I mean, your forehead could have been bruised the way you were putting it down on the desk after every segment.
But the lineup, like, I'm Kristen Lindner, Bryson Brown. It's just a ridiculous. Bryson alone is worth the price of admission, and maybe me and Kristen. But, yeah, get out there tonight, the 8 o'clock Friday show. I'll try to give some tickets away at some point each hour, if that's cool.
Okay.
Other than that, man, it's things are going well as could be. Being sick. I don't get sick very much.
I don't either. Knock on wood, but I don't either. And that's why, you know, and it's always like, I always think there's odd things too. Like, I don't know how people get sick in the summertime.
Right.
I always think that way too. But yeah, I mean, I've been blessed that way, but because I hate being sick.
Yeah, I don't get sick. I'm a big baby when I get sick. But I mean, I'm a big baby when I'm not sick, but when I'm sick, I'm a big baby. I feel like I probably got sick because of the plane ride.
I think it's absolutely a combination between the plane ride, the change in temperatures and humidity and everything from here to there and back.
Yeah.
And then the fact that you were sleep deprived. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
And one of the things that I also thought about is right now I think it's hay fever season, like ragweed and hay fever is real bad. And while I was in Portland, I didn't take my Zyrtec for the 5 days I was there. So I feel like it was just all in one, just got me. and I wasn't man enough to withstand it, so I buckled and had to. Dude, I didn't wake up until I texted you guys yesterday. I barely woke up in time for y'all to find a replacement.
I was going
to
say, yeah, giving us advance notice would have been neat.
I was out, man. I'm telling
you. I'm leaving the house. I get a text. Hey, I'm out. I got a fever. I'm like, oh, okay. All righty.
Yeah, I would normally not do that, but I slept the entire day. I got out of bed at 2:45 in the afternoon. And then I went to the store, got some soup. I made soup. I got back in bed, and I didn't get out of bed until it was time to leave for this shindig today.
Evidently, at some point, you already found the time to turn in your Wayback Wednesday for next week, Nick. He's already emailed us.
No, he didn't.
While he had downtime.
No, he did not.
So we're going to change the top. We're going to change the theme for next week. Because he's already put eight songs for Halloween.
But it falls on Halloween.
I said I'd go first, so I did seven.
You still have to submit eight.
Okay, I'll submit an eighth one. Do Cooler Than Jesus, My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. There you go. There's your eighth one. Yeah, I thought you guys would appreciate the effort, at least. I did that driving in.
I'm sitting there looking through emails before we go on the air, and I'm like, did he really just do this?
We just won't put up a poll, that's all.
I mean, I know you guys like to go early, but I thought, man, how early is early since we already know the theme?
Like, he's taking it to another level of a-hole. I mean, it's one thing to do it, like, at 4:16 after we get off the air at 4 o'clock. It's another thing when you do it, like, a week in advance.
Oh, God.
That's ridiculous.
That was you're just mad because you didn't think of it.
No.
Cheating ass, Barry.
It's not exactly like we have a ton of songs to choose from anyway
in
this topic.
Boy.
So,
no.
Yeah, I just glanced at that going, oh, that's coming up. That has to be brought up. That is ridiculous.
Oh, that's good times right there.
So, shout out to Cody Stutes. He did a good job filling in for you. We got two for the price of one.
Much love to Cody Stutes. Yep. Appreciate that.
He hung out, got us through. But good to have you back. Good to know that you're alive and kicking.
Thank you.
And you're headlining tonight, so that's big. Lots of stuff to start the weekend off right. It's an FEF Friday, so therefore you know that with that being said, plenty of shenanigans will go on. We'll get our picks in NFL and college at some point. We have Texans to talk about. Yes?
I don't have a comedian of the week. So it was the last thing I thought of,
Nick,
to be honest with you.
Nick, you got Jerry's number? Is there a way to get Jerry Roach on the line, Nick? Is there a way we can get Jerry
Roach
on the
line? Can we just go back and maybe play clips from former comedians of the week?
Like a repeat?
Listen, I'll be honest with you. It was the furthest thing from my mind. Just making it on time here and being alive was all I was thinking about. So when I showed up, I sat down, Nick, and he goes, you got a comedian in the week? And I was like, no, I just don't. I just don't. So that's my bad.
Radu working today?
I mean, he is, actually.
We have options.
Is he
we
here?
Have options.
He really
there's
is.
Things that we
he's
can
interning
do.
We can, on our show.
Oh, look at that, Radu.
We can do this
on
the fly.
Do this, Nick. I'm going to send you the list of who's working with me. Make Radu get a clip for us, and we'll air those. How about
that? There you go. Put the intern to work.
There you go. Okay.
Cool. I know you didn't listen yesterday. But
no, absolutely not.
Trey went out to Radu, and Nick and I already had to move.
He went after Radu?
No, he went out there because he was in the video room. So he's in there when I'm shooting the video. Then I go back in, and Nick had moved to one of the side studios, and I'm going, man, the conversation that we hear from some of our interns – when they are preaching sports is like mind numbing.
Yes.
And Nick goes, I know, that's why we had to come in here. So we're all sitting in there. Cody gets in there. We're all sitting in there. And all of a sudden we hear Trey come out and say to Radu, you ever have those times when there's something you have to do that you don't want to do, that you know you got to do, that you don't, you're not going to do, so you look for something else to do? Like, I would even kill myself if I did in order to do. And I'm going, did you guys just, and everybody looked at each other and go, yeah, what's it? And I'm like, and he admitted everything on Twitter that I said. I was like, oh, my God.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so he went on another rant. He did, Nick, he did deny that. He said, everything is true except for the Owen Daniels story. And we were all there. We know the Owen Daniels story is true.
Yeah. Oh, he
got excited.
He denied talking to Owen Daniels and saying he played for a team that he didn't play for.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
I was there for that.
We were all there. So, okay, so that was the fun and games. That was the highlight of yesterday. But so we got Texans to talk about. We've got James Harden out for two games. We've got Will Fuller now with a torn ACL. So you've got issues, Houston Texans fans. You got five in a row. You got a quarterback on fire. And you've got to find a receiver between now and hopefully Tuesday afternoon at the trade deadline. There are names we will throw out there for you. You are welcome to throw some our way as well. So, of course, we'll have lots of Texans-centric talk. We also will talk about your Rockets on the floor again tonight, but without James Harden. He'll be out for this game and at least one more with a hamstring strain, as well as other guys that are going to be out. But as always, we love to have you participate in the show as well. So therefore, we'll throw the number out right here and now, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, and of course, you can hit us up via Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, with some fan favorites already in the building that love that Twitter handle and anything to do with Nick Sharara, as well as at Barry is Funny and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're just getting started. So fasten your seatbelts. We're in Beaumont. You're wherever you are, and we're appreciating the fact that you are with us for the next 3 hours on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. You should be here. The weather is beautiful inside, outside. Everybody's here having a good time. And Barry is here. I'm going to call him Pusher B the rest of the show. Wow. He's already got a Ziploc bag full of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, baby.
I'm sure he'll be on the corner during breaks trying to see what he can get for some of the extras. I'm sure that he'll probably be taking top dollar. Nick is back at the studio. Lots of people having a lot of fun. Beautiful dog right here the deck, along with some mimosas on the Friday workday.
I got that Fed. I got that Sudafed. If y'all want some, hit me up. I got that Fed. Two for a dollar. No, that's not enough.
It's not. I can at least
I'm a terrible drug dealer.
Drugs. That would be a first. But shout out to our promo team whose alarm didn't go off today, and they are now diligently unloading the truck trying to get over here when we realize, in truth, they should have been here already.
You should not have called them out like that.
Oh, yes, I should.
That's horrible.
Yep. So with that being said, we're just getting started. Lots going on. Lots to get to. We've got Texans, Rockets, and other things. I did want to tell you guys, by the way, as if I didn't have enough going on this week, and my wolf pack has already had a lot of medical attention. Another one last night where Lisa does the drive-by in the kitchen and goes, hey, by the way, Charlie needs to be at the vet by 8:15 tomorrow morning. I'm like, I'm sorry? I've already done this twice this week. She goes, no, it's time for his dental checkup. His what? And she goes, oh, yeah, and they got to put him under for the entire process.
What?
Oh, yeah. So I'm all, and I don't even like that part of it, right? So I'm going, all right, so I got to bring Taylor with me and get the dog in. So I get all of it done. I get the dog in. I get Taylor to work. Lisa calls me and says, got bad news. I'm like, uh-oh. Well, the bad news is I saw what this is going to cost. I already got it. She goes, no, they were checking for loose teeth, and Charlie has eight.
Okay.
Eight? She goes, and the dental visit only covers six extractions. So you're pulling all eight? And guess where they are? All in front.
No, you're going to have a toothless dog?
I mean, the dog's going to be like, woof, woof, woof.
You're going to be at the first dog with
it's
a
gonna
lisp.
It's going to be like the Harry Carey of dogs. Be, hey.
Woof, woof.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Woof.
Dude, we've talked about this before, and I know it's weddings and funerals.
Oh, my God.
That's easy
great.
Money. A vet is easy money. If I told you the bill for that teeth cleaning and all the stuff.
Tell me.
Oh, my God. I'm under. right? They also have to do blood work to make sure that, one, he's strong enough and capable enough.
So if I set the over-under at 1,000 and took the over,
you would lose. Thank God.
Really?
You would lose. Yes.
Because, dude, I took the old cat just in for an oil change. $250.
Right. So blood test, anesthesia, IV. They charge you to shave his paw, for God's sake.
What?
They got you to shave his forearms so we can have the IV and all that crap.
You should have told me.
Almost cussed twice because the number is still bouncing around in my brain.
Yeah, you should have said, y'all could have told me I'd have shaved him before we left. I would have saved him a bunch of money.
And you know I got the wolf pack, too, so this isn't the only one. She goes, oh, by the way, Boomer's going in next month. I go, not if I can help it. He's not. I'll brush his damn teeth myself.
No, yeah, I would be like, uh-uh, no, these, you know what? They can just lose their teeth.
$700.
That's ridiculous.
I mean.
$700, and now your dog looks like he does meth.
Right, because that's the thing I'm saying.
That's ridiculous.
I told Lisa, I go, so his teeth are going to be clean. What's left of them? What are they, like 32 in his mouth, minus 8, and you can't. And if he smiles, you're not going to see him anyway. You're just going to see this big tongue going.
How many teeth does a dog have?
I think like 32.
So do you get like a 40% discount without those teeth on the cleaning?
I find it odd because
I would be like, I should get a discount on the cleaning if all the teeth are gone.
So here's my thing on this whole, right? So we're using a new vet that just opened up that hasn't had a lot of business yet in our neighborhood.
Well, because you don't.
They are
tagging
us
money off of you.
Every extra thing they can get. Because who else does a release form for a dog and it says, and oh, by the way, 6 extractions are covered, but after that it's on you. And, oh, conveniently, we have 8 that have to go.
Yeah, that don't sound right.
Oh, I was not happy. The whole drive down here, I was like, Lisa kept calling. I was like, no, she just called me before we went on the air. She goes, hey, Charlie's okay. He's up and about, and he'll be home soon. I go,
don't care.
Well, tell him to get on the street corner and start selling lemonade or something because we're going to need to start make up some of this money that he just got.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
No.
Like a whore dog.
Charlie's 10. I think he might need some little blue kibble before that works. But, yeah, so I threw that out. That was not a good morning for me on that front.
Yeah, that would suck, man.
Good Lord.
$700. I would have just been like, nah. Because they tried to do that with our cat. Where they were like, oh, he's got some bad teeth. I was like, bro, he's 90. We're all going to have bad teeth at 90.
Say,
he can deal with
thing.
It.
So I was,
I'll get him some soft food and he can just mush it down.
Or get him some harder food and it'll scrape the teeth for you. Because they have that dental like chews and all that. I'm going, how about we just wing it? And if he needs like root canal or something like that later, then that's a discussion we'll have.
Nope.
I was not having it. I was not happy.
That's crazy.
All right, so you watch a game last night?
I did indeed. Well, most of, I think I missed the last touchdown. I was passed out.
Didn't miss much there.
Okay.
Yeah, but bad news is Will Fuller needs, it looks like he's going to need ACL surgery, probably done for the year. So for the offense that's finally opened up and looked really good last night, and obviously Deshaun was about as efficient as you can get as a quarterback, 5 touchdown passes. Fuller and D-Hop looked fantastic. The running game was on point, and now you're going to be scrambling because – we know Kiki Kuti cannot stay healthy to this point, and now Will Fuller's done for the year. So between now and the Tuesday trade deadline, you got to believe Brian Gaine is going to be exhausting his phone with general managers across the league trying to figure out who's out there and who they could possibly get to try and replace Will Fuller. And I know you and I talked about it in the break. We do have some names on our list.
Yeah, well, first of all, it sucks that you lose Will Fuller because you get glimpses of what this guy can do in this offense with Deshaun Watson when he has time to find him. And you saw that last night in the game when he hit him on that corner route and he scores the touchdown. It sucks because he can't stay healthy. And now you got a guy that you thought might be able to fill in for him that can't stay healthy in Kiki QT. They're like, it's like Will Fuller light with QT. You got a burner that can, you know, take the lid off of the defense, but he can't stay on the field. So now you're DeAndre Hopkins and a bunch of dudes. So you know DeAndre Hopkins is going to be doubled now. I feel like that at this point, what you said about Brian Gaine having to get on the phone, they need to make a move and not just signing a guy off of a practice squad somewhere. They need to make a significant move, especially if they're going to continue to try to hang around in this division. It's a bad division, so they're lucky.
Right.
But once you have your
– but they're in a position now to win a bad division, which we didn't think was possible.
So, I mean, I know you were kind of like, on the names, but my first thought was, now go get Dez.
That's the first name that popped into my head,
Dez.
Too. The only thing that reservations are, you don't know what he's going to be like in the locker room. He's not that kind of, like you were just talking about, blow the top off the defense, burner guy.
But at least somebody – because at this point, you're not going to get another speedster necessarily, but at least you get a guy that the defense has to also worry about.
But it's a young guy that's not battle-tested. Because the name that I'm hearing, too, is in Denver, Demaryius Thomas is on the market. Demaryius Thomas is a guy that can go and stretch the defense, but he's also an experienced veteran receiver. The more security blankets with veteran hands that you can give Deshaun, the better. Obviously, he's going to use them.
Another name that I've heard, Terrell Pryor just got waived by the Jets or just got let go. And he's got a hamstring tear. He's going to be out another couple of weeks, but that might be a guy you look at adding as well just to give you a body.
And I've heard him come out and say, look, I already feel good. I already feel like I'm back and I want another shot. The only thing that really worries me is two of the three guys we mentioned are not good locker room guys, if you believe what you hear, and that's Dez and Pryor. At least in the case of Demaryius Thomas, you get a guy that seems like he can act like a pro in the locker room.
You've got to do something because you know defenses are going to bracket DeAndre Hopkins now. With no other weapon in the passing game on the field, really, that you have to actually be concerned about. With a running game that's looked good the last couple of weeks. But, I mean, I know Lamar Miller, how many yards did he rush for? He had over
100, but remember now, he knocked off 58. About 56 or 58 on one run.
So he had 133 with a 58-yard run mixed in there. So that's going to inflate the numbers. But I still think they ran the ball well. Blue had 42. They ran for 188 yards. So I'm not going to knock what this offensive line has done the last 2 weeks. They've played really well compared to how they've played before. I still think, though, when you start playing better competition, the Dolphins aren't that good defensively. Their secondary was trash, so Watson had a little bit of time, even if he moved around a little bit. I don't feel comfortable by saying, if they don't make a move, they'll be fine. I think you still have to go get another weapon that takes some of the heat off of DeAndre Hopkins.
This would be a totally different situation if you were sitting at the bottom of the division and you were looking at everything and going, look, that's fine. We'll worry about it next year, and we'll get some guys off our practice squad, some reps, and we'll take care of business. But you're sitting atop the division, and as Charlie was saying on the show coming in here, if you win one of these next two games, if you beat Denver or Washington, you're going to be in a position where it's going to be really tough to beat this team and take them out of the seed because you already won the first one with the Colts. You're stockpiling wins. You've got three of the next four at home. You finish the season strong at home. The Eagles and the Jags at the end of the season would be problematic, but by then it should be over. And if you just take care of some business now in the next couple weeks, you can solidify the top of this division and guarantee yourself a home playoff game, which no one would have thought of when you were 0-3 to start the season.
All right, so when we get back from the break, I'm going to throw out a name that we haven't mentioned yet.
All right.
And I want to see what your thoughts are. Because this is a name that's been rumored to be on the trading blocks.
Okay.
So we talked about him yesterday.
Andre Johnson's not coming back.
We talked about him the day before. But I'd be interested to see what your thoughts. It's on a team that is mailing it in, that's given up on the season.
Okay.
So just hang tight. I want to give you the name and see what your thoughts are.
All right, sounds good. We're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. That's our hotline, our HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, and you can also reach us via Twitter, where it's at @BarryIsFunny, at @TheProducerNick, and at @PacManJoel with a K. Hey, we're at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. Come on down and start your weekend off right. Mimosas, beers, and everything in between. Inside, outside, come on down to Calder Road and say hi. We're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7. ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
go. More of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, hour number one, three-hour extravaganza. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. And, oh, by the way, we're at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. You should be here, too. Happy hour is any hour that Luke's Ice House is open. Come on down and meet the crew. Hang out. Good food, great beverages, lots of TVs. Fun and games abound. The Nick Sharara Fan Club, live and in living color, growing by the minute. Everybody's down here in B-Town.
A couple of texts to get out of the way before we get back to more Texans talk, because I want to give you that name as a possibility. Somebody said Barry's likely sick from the jet. Every time I get on a jet, 1 or 2 days later, I'm sick. I think that's probably what we all agreed on. Did Barry really get sick, or did Jay Prince send the mob to put some respect on his name for talking about Houston rappers? No, look, man, I caught so much heat for that. I don't care, though. Like, it's just an opinion. It's just an opinion. Glad to hear Barry is feeling better. A-hole. Okay, thanks, all you, Mike. Alex Breckman's going to join ESPN as an analyst. Thoughts on that? I think it's going to be disappointing, all things considered.
I mean, here's the thing. He set this persona for himself because of all the antics. We've known him to be pretty shy in the past.
Yeah.
You look at Saturday Night Live. You look at last year after the World Series when he was in the ESPN studios.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to get the boisterous and outspoken.
That's why I say I think it's going to be a little disappointing for everybody. When will Barry be Comedian of the Week? I've already been Comedian of the Week, but thank you for asking.
We were off the air that week, weren't we?
Were we?
No.
No. Somebody, this is the stuff that I try to filter out. But this is what I don't – we just get a random text that says, dude, I just almost ran into the back of a car. Why would you text that to a radio show? Who cares, sir? Pay attention.
Yeah. What, if you weren't texting the show, you probably wouldn't have to worry about it.
What on earth? All right. So back to the Texans.
Okay.
We were talking about the fact that, you know, with Will Fuller going down with the – what is it, torn ACL?
That's what they're anticipating. The MRI was this morning.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter reporting it's an ACL. He's out for the year regardless of how severe the tear is and whatever it is.
So on Wednesday when I was doing news and notes and we were talking about the NFL and things were popping up and we were discussing players, one name that came up that might be a name on the trading block would be Kelvin Benjamin. The Bills are done. They've given up on the year. Is that a guy that you would be willing to trade for?
I'm not interested. I mean, we were also talking about, and then Fred and AJ were talking about, receivers taken high in the draft over the last 5 to 10 years and the success rate. And one of the biggest names that was ruled to be somewhat of a bust was Kelvin Benjamin.
But think about this now. He's not going to cost you nearly as much as some other guys will if you're trading. The potential is there. The ceiling is really high.
What's his contract?
I don't know. I'll
because
look it
that's
up
the
contract.
Other thing. If you're on the hook for a big number for a former first-round pick and you've got to pay him for a couple more years and you know and anticipate, look, Fuller's going to be back. We're developing Kuti. I'm not interested. I think, you know, from the standpoint of Demaryius Thomas, I think there's a guy that could step in and help and as a veteran maybe even work with Deshaun Watson a little bit, but Kelvin Benjamin to me brings nothing to the table that makes me say I want him to be a part of this thing that they got going on.
Does it change your mind if he's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year?
That helps.
If you could get Kelvin Benjamin for a fifth round draft pick,
absolutely. Then you do it. Then you do it.
Yep. Okay.
Then you do it. And then if you could get a pair of hands for like with a coupon for like something else, like a bowl of soup, that would help. Because I got to be assured that he can catch the ball.
Yeah, well, no promises there. He's struggled. He's been on the struggle bus.
Think about the opposite field. He and Cam didn't get along.
Yeah.
Then Cam goes to try and mend the fences when he's in Buffalo pregame. They get into it because he ain't having it. And there's an issue. He's obviously not getting it done in Buffalo, but then again, who is? But overall,
I was going to say, that might just be because of the offense itself has struggled.
So, I mean, yeah, if that's the only name out there, I'll take him over some guy off the street heap that you're trying to develop into something because you need someone, as we talked about in the first segment or second segment, you need someone that at least has been through the wars of an NFL schedule so that they know what it takes and they deliver for you to take the heat off of DeAndre Hopkins. Because if you don't, the double teams are coming. Your passing game's going to suffer mightily. taught. You don't have the tight ends that you had a couple years ago that can get out and really kind of spread the field around with some speed as well as the ability to catch the ball. I just think there's other names that hopefully are better suited for the Texans.
So here's something that I was looking at. So his game logs going back to September 23rd, right? So the last five games, he's been targeted five or six times every single game. In two of those games, he caught one of his five or six targets. So that's obviously not great.
Well, way to do your job.
Yeah, but one of the things you have that I think you would have to go back and watch, and he caught two of the six passes that were thrown his way against the Texans. But sometimes you may not be open and you're still getting thrown to. You may not have the window may not be good. You know what I'm saying? Like if the ball is low, if it's uncatchable. So I think you have to take that into consideration because it's Buffalo. But obviously the numbers spell out the fact that he is struggling this year. And it would be risky if you were to have to give up something of importance to get him.
I'm with you. I mean, like I said, there's other names out there. If it's a desperation situation and Brian Gaines finding out that no one's taking his calls or the price tags are too high, then you explore that option. But hopefully they have other options that are more attractive from a team standpoint and a locker room standpoint.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, that's the dark cloud. Over what was otherwise a fantastic evening.
Great game.
Defense looked great. JJ was disruptive.
Clowney showed up. Again, second week in a row now.
Secondary's not great, but they did their job enough. And then offensively, Deshaun's numbers yardage-wise aren't going to blow you away, but because of the turnovers and the fact that they were in the red zone and in positions to score, didn't have to go the length of the field, five touchdowns, no interceptions, a quarterback rating within 2 points of being perfect. I'll take it.
Yeah, and, you know, you spotted him a touchdown. Well, the refs spotted him a touchdown early when you had the field goal that was there was a penalty on the first field goal that they kicked when they said that they hit the long snapper in the head.
What a brutal call.
Terrible call. Next play, they score a touchdown. That wasn't great. So you spotted him a touchdown right there. So if you take 4 points off the board, you're talking about 42-19 if the game is called well. And there were other moments. I mean, you want to talk about – the Dolphins may have had a bad game. The Texans may have had a – the refs were putrid. They were god-awful the entire game.
I said it to you before
game.
The show. It was something that I had forgot to put on our notes. So
bad.
In. But the one thing – the refs were terrible, but thank goodness that Troy Aikman was not holding back and making sure he was critical. I know you work for the Shield indirectly. I know that the NFL really worries about those things. But thank goodness he just came out and said it like it was, because the tripping call on special teams was ridiculous. The long snapper, which was ridiculous.
Yep.
The greatest catch maybe in Texans history was just going to have to go down as a catch that didn't count because of the fact that they called offensive pass interference on DeAndre Hopkins, and it wasn't even close.
No. No, it was – and that sucks because that would have been a candidate for catch of the year for sure.
Without a doubt.
Bad officiating game. And we talked about it on Wednesday where we talked about the fact that the Dolphins were in the bottom five in stopping the run. And the Texans were in the bottom five in rushing. Something was going to have to give, either that or it was just going to be ugly. And, you know, the Texans go out and rush for 188 yards. And again, like I said in the previous segment, I think that the offensive line, I'm not going to say that they were good, but they were above average for a change.
They were serviceable and then some.
Now, Deshaun Watson still had to move out of the pocket a lot. He was still, you know, I was still scared for his life on several occasions. So it's not like pass protection was great for him.
He didn't get crushed, though.
But running the ball, well, because he's mobile enough to move out of there.
But he didn't get sacked either.
Yeah, again, because he would move out of the pocket. But it's not like he had a clean pocket all game to just stand there and scan the field. He had to do a lot of what he did on the run. But they were opening up running lanes. So and at least in that part of the game, you know, run blocking, I thought they were above average as a run blocking team. So good for them for doing that. That's the second week in a row that I think overall – they haven't been a liability.
Passing grade.
Yeah. So, I mean, it gives you hope, man. This was five games in a row. I don't think they've won five games in a row since, like, 2011 or something. Or it's been a while. It's been a long time. So,
I mean, here's the thing, too. I mean, we talk about the fact that at the end of the day, we don't think that they're as They're not a championship contending team.
Right.
But they're not a really bad team because bad teams don't win five games in a row. It doesn't matter what's on your schedule. That's important.
In the NFL, yeah.
So, you know, in order to win five in a row, even in a bad division with an easy schedule, you still have to put everything together and execute from start to finish. They're doing that. It seems like they're getting better week to week. So that's important as well.
Would you say the one team is that they beat that's good, the Jags? Because they beat the Colts, the Cowboys.
Oh, the Jaguars for sure.
The Bills, the Jags.
Based on what was expectations alone.
Right.
And I think from week to week, when you look at what the Cowboys are doing, they're not great. But at the same time, you know, Washington's a good team. And they were right there at the end with Washington. But overall, yeah, look, we know the coaching decisions gave them a break. Buffalo sucks.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But look, now you got 10 days to get healthy, get right, hopefully find a receiver and get ready for the Denver Broncos. But if you can win against Denver or Washington, you're pretty much in the driver's seat for the division. And that's something that none of us would have expected when they started 0-3.
No.
All right, so, by the way, shout out to Joseph with DeSean Jackson in Tampa. Should the Texans go after him? If he's available, there is the guy that can blow the top off the defense. That can do a lot of good for this team. They can do a lot worse than DeSean Jackson. So that's a name that maybe we can keep an eye on. We'll be back with much more of the usual suspects. Don't go anywhere. It is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God. Justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take your time, and you do your crime.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town and B-Town? We're at Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder Avenue. Come on down and see us. Start the weekend the right way, a little happy hour early. We've got lots of canines on the deck. It's fantastic to see. Do they have a little Halloween costumers deal going on or something? All the waitresses are wearing Halloween costumes. The dog is the Red Baron. He's got his little bomber jacket on. We got we had a pit bull out here earlier having mimosas. It's fantastic. It's a great environment. It's a beautiful day. Sun is shining. Come on out and join us and spend some time hanging out with some good beverages, some good food, and some great people. We'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 6. Barry will be here as long as his health will keep him conscious before he gets ready to actually work tonight.
Where are you at on jackets on dogs?
I'm a no.
Yeah.
Or as you I'm a nah.
I'm a nah.
I'm a nah. But we have a closet that has several costumes for dogs.
Okay.
That I have assured Lisa, now we are now married, I will guarantee you that even if you put one of those on one of our dogs, I will take it off.
See, my thing is he's already got a jacket on. That's what the fur is. He's got a jacket. Why do you put another jacket? That would be like you wearing two jackets. Why?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
I'm going to
He's not cold. He's got fur all over his body.
I'm
going to
play the straight ridiculousness card before I'm going to do the whole two jackets on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a jacket on a dog just seems redundant, especially a furry jacket like that. You just basically took another animal's pelt and put it on that dog.
Like,
that could have been his cousin. You don't know.
Lisa's got, like, stupid Halloween costumes, like pirates. Like, you want to be funny and creative. Call him the Bone Collector or something like that and do something like that like he's in a horror movie. But even still, no, we're not doing costumes for dogs. And
no.
She does it for Christmas, too. I go, she goes, we can take a family picture. I go, I'll take it because I ain't going to be in it with the dogs dressed like that because that's just straight stupid. I'm not doing it. It's crazy.
Was that that was Alan that came by?
Adam.
Shout out to Adam.
Yep.
You could tell he listens to the show a lot because he shook your hand and gave me a fist bump. So either he knows I'm sick or he knows I don't like shaking hands. One of the two. But shout out to Adam for paying attention.
Yeah, he had mentioned to me a break or two earlier, you just don't look like you're a very well human being. So he decided fist bump was
really?
The way to go, yeah.
I look like I have the HIV? All right.
I wasn't going to go there, but now that you did, you know.
A couple texts before we get back to the Texans and whatnot. Made up an excuse to ditch overtime at work so I can see y'all at Luke's later today. See y'all soon. That's good. Bring it on out. Yeah. You should get out here, hang out with us. And don't get near me. I'm just not because I don't want you near me, just because I'm sick.
Oh, that's not true.
Probably not. Okay, what are your thoughts about this? Giants are done. Any chance they consider trading Sterling Shepard? I'll let you go first.
Look, if he's available, you definitely want to have that conversation. But just because the Giants' season is done doesn't mean that you're not still building for the future and realize that your receiving corps is one of the very positive aspects of your entire game and your offense. And going
if you're the, if you're the Giants, you probably feel like you don't have to start over. You probably feel like you're a quarterback away from being really competitive. You, it's not that you need to blow it up. You're set at running back. You're set at receiver. Your offensive line is not great, but it's not bad. You made some moves in the offseason. You hope it improves a little bit. If I'm the Giants, I probably feel like my problem isn't anywhere else. It's Eli. It's under center where I'm struggling. But if we can get a quarterback in the draft or via trade or free agency or whatever may be, then we're a lot closer. Certainly not giving away pieces isn't going to help. So,
well, and let's be honest, too. The biggest hindrance they have, their offensive line that they went out and spent high draft picks and lots of money on has been less than stellar.
It's been struggling.
Yeah.
Somebody said, what about Peterson from Arizona? Last I checked, you mentioned he had said a couple of days ago that he's not interested. He's going
to
stick it out.
He tweeted out he's committed to the rebuild and doing whatever it takes to stay in Arizona. Someone, Patrick P. Randizel, said, what about Larry Fitzgerald?
Not happening.
If you don't think that Patrick Peterson, if he's staying for it, you best believe Larry Fitzgerald's going to be one of the last guys that you see that's going to start and finish his career in the exact same spot. That guy is a class act, and he ain't going anywhere.
Right. And then somebody said Hopkins is the king of the push-off. That right arm was extended. It was the right call. The right arm was extended because he was trying to move away from the receiver who was holding on to the arm. Now, I will admit, and I said as much on Wednesday, I don't know how Hopkins gets away with slapping receivers in the head like he does.
Right.
At some point, I'm sure they're going to start calling that as a penalty. And I'm not suggesting that he doesn't push off on occasion. Most receivers are pushing off, just like most defenders are holding.
There's contact on every play between a defensive back and a wide receiver. And believe me, the refs aren't going, well, that was at the 4.5-yard mark. Yeah. Or that was at the seven. No, there's going to be contact. The fact of the matter is he has been caught in the last few weeks with a couple of offensive pass interference that I didn't disagree with. But that doesn't mean that the D-backs aren't grabbing – step on a D-back and he grabbed the jersey from behind. It just didn't get called. But if you want to get technical and say that his arm was extended, go look at the catch that he made. That was the fantastic catch. His entire right arm had a defensive back draped all over it, and he shouldn't have even been able to use it as part of the play. So let's not go there.
That's why he had to catch it with his balls.
That's right.
He didn't have a free hand. He had to use his, you know, whatever part of your body you can use.
The Grapes of Wrath were part of the bestseller. Because that was a fantastic catch.
He's got great hands and okay. Donna said,
"Hope he doesn't have Charlie's feet."
Tuned in from Jacksonboro, Texas. Sorry, I can't make it to the mall.
Yeah, Donna, you can't do that to us,
right?
Just like we're a staple at Luke's Ice House, so are you.
Yeah, get your stuff together, Donna, and get out of here. I don't care what's going on.
Seriously,
somebody asked. Nate said, "Any update on the Jimmy Butler situation?" The latest is the surprised me to hear this. By the way, but. When I awoke from my slumber for 2 days, come to find out the Rockets are willing to give up 4 first-round picks for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and here's the thing. One, just so you know the stipulations of the NBA, you can't give away 4 picks in successive years or picks in 2 successive years. So, therefore, it would be spread out over the next 8 years. Every other year, you would be giving up a first-round pick.
Okay.
This tells me exactly what I said on Twitter a few days ago when people were like, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. No, you know what? Daryl Morey has looked at this roster, and he had to take a big, deep gulp of something and say, I have to realize and I have to face the facts. This team isn't good enough to beat Golden State. It may not, as constructed, be good enough to be the second seed in the West, but there's time. There's no trade deadline yet. There are players out there that can help you, and you can still do things to improve this team because this roster right now, something has to be done between now and the end of the season before I start believing they're going to return to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I mean, Are you okay with giving up four first-round picks, even if it's over the next 8 years?
I'll be honest with you. And you look at what they did with Melton and some of the things they've done. But if you continue to be where you expect to be from a standpoint of being and competing for a Western Conference championship every year, if not more, then your picks aren't going to be worth that much anyway,
exactly.
That you're going to need to rely on those. And Darryl does most of his damage in free agency and in trades anyway. So all those things are just trade chips. And if those chips get you Jimmy Butler, I said to you guys the other day, you need Jimmy Butler and you need to make sure you sign him long term. But if that's what comes out of four first-round picks and Eric Gordon or whatever else you want, I wouldn't give up Tucker. I'm good with that.
Yeah, because when you think about picks in the NBA, most of the time, unless you're picking in the top five, it's kind of a crapshoot whether they're going to work out and be a superstar. So you're trading four gambles on whether or not these guys are even going to be serviceable NBA players for a proven commodity in Jimmy Butler. And you're spreading that out over 8 years.
Right.
So you're still getting some picks in the first round, like you said. So I do it in a heartbeat if you can get Jimmy Butler. I'm making that trade.
And look, and Eric Gordon, the thing is, everybody who doesn't understand it too, the trade has to come within 15% from each side.
Right.
So therefore, it's not just four first-round picks. Eric Gordon has to be part of that deal. And then if you are adamant, like I believe they should be, that P.J. Tucker's not going anywhere, you have to find other pieces so that you get the numbers to work. But if the numbers work, Eric Gordon with Carmelo Anthony on this team is not going to help you as much as he did in years past anyway, and it's a bad fit. So you have to give to get, and if it gets you Jimmy Butler and it locks him up long term, you are a better team and you should do it. Absolutely. And to your point on, and I don't want to harp on this too much, but your point on the lottery and on draft picks is absolutely spot on. I've said it in the past. It used to be if you had a lottery pick, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, you were getting a future all-star with a potential Hall of Fame tag on him. Now you're getting a guy with the P word. The P word is potential. It can get you fired as quickly as it can get you an extension because guys drafted now are coming out of high school, one and dones. You have a bunch of potential and a guy that looks like the ceiling is the roof, but you could be in the basement. It's the draft isn't what it used to be, and picks aren't as valuable as they once were.
Speaking of basketball, Nick, have we heard from Raheel? I know he was out there today doing the three-point thing. How did it go? Are we going to get him on the show at some point?
Well, he's not in studio, so if you want him to call in, he's open to he's open for that.
I texted him.
Okay.
He is going to call in. I asked him how it went based on the fact that we already got one text that watched it live and said he didn't make three in a row, but he had one word for me. You guys want to guess what it was?
No.
Choked.
Really? Here's what I found interesting, though, is you can actually bet on his performance on MyBookie. You know, when you hear me talk about MyBookie, I'm always telling you, you can get all kinds of in-game live action betting. You can get, you know, you can bet on over-under on fantasy points that a player is going to score in the NFL on a day, on a weekly basis. How cool is that? But now you find out you can even bet on O'Raheel and whether he's going to make a certain amount of three-point shots. When they came out, they said, I believe 13.5 was the line. I said take the over. That was obviously a huge mistake. I hope I didn't cost you guys any money. But the fact of the matter is, when you want to bet and you want to bet on just about everything out there, you need to get with MyBookie. That is the place to be. They are the online resource to get action on any game. And who you're betting with is as important as who you're betting on. That's why you need to be with MyBookie. Not only are they safe, reliable, they've been in business for years. It's also because they pay you. That's why I recommend them. When you win, you want to get paid, and that's what MyBookie does. They pay you. On your computer or mobile phone, just go to mybookie.ag to get set up right now. And when you sign up with them, they will match your first deposit dollar for dollar. I am not making that up. I did not misspeak. They will match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Just use promo code RADIO to get that dollar-for-dollar match. Check them out again, mybookie.ag. It's super easy to get to. If you can't find them for whatever reason, Google MyBookie. You will find the website. Get set up. Use that opportunity to bet on Raheel and make some money off of him. But you still have time to get in on the action this weekend. So check it out, mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.